You are listening to Talking Home Renovations with a House Maven. Is it time to renovate your house, but you're worried that you don't really know what you're doing? This is an educational and entertaining podcast that will ease your fears. Or maybe you just love hearing about home renovations like I do. I am your host, Catherine McPhail. I am an architect. I practice in Eastern Massachusetts. On the show, I interview other architects, vendors, contractors, and homeowners to gather tips and stories about home renovations. You can learn about materials, systems, sustainable practices, what to expect, what to avoid, and how to make the most of the money that you'll spend on your renovation. First, I'd like to give a shout out to Billy, who I hear enjoys the show. So thanks for being a dedicated listener, Billy. I can't tell you how much I appreciate hearing from listeners. It really, really makes my day. This episode is a short and sweet one about foundations. I was talking to Brent Pearson, who's a senior sales director with Alpha Foundations, which is a full-service foundation repair, crawl space repair, concrete lifting and leveling, sinkhole repair contractor, serving residents of Florida and South Georgia. So he's an expert when it comes to spotting and resolving foundation problems, which is what we talked about in our conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Well, welcome to the show, Brent.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So you are a foundation guy.
Correct. I'm a senior sales manager here at Alpha Foundations in North Florida.
Do you have basements? I mean, I'm trying to think of the houses I've been in Florida.
And it kind of differs North Florida, South Florida, and Central. But for the most part, there's three main types of foundations we see. Slab on grade, like monolithic slabs. You'll also see majority. So it's, I guess, 50-50 slab or a crawl space. Mm-hmm. And the other type you're going to see is a basement. And I'd say if I see 400 houses in a year, I would probably see only a handful of basements. We have a high water table, and it's just not something we have much need for here in Florida.
Yeah. People ask me about waterproofing their basements. Mm-hmm. Is that okay. Something that people talk to you about a lot?
Maybe in North Florida, where there are a few more basements than in Central and South Florida. But yeah, I mean, waterproofing is something I guess everybody needs to deal with if they have a basement, making sure that water's not getting into that living area or even if it's just a storage area. I would imagine most basements in the Midwest have some form of a waterproofing system, like a sump pump, I would imagine you would definitely need there, and some kind of encapsulation system to make sure you're stopping the walls from leaking, stopping water, you know, groundwater from coming in, and having that availability for the sump pump to pump that water out when you do have such a need.
Yeah, it can be tough to keep water out of a basement.
Correct.
Water's pretty persistent.
Correct. So I guess our version of a basement would be a tall crawl space, and we do encapsulation systems to control the moisture, not so much the waterproofing, but we install moisture remediation systems through a system called CleanSpace. So we can regulate the humidity and make sure that the moisture doesn't get out of hand and cause sagging floors and issues inside the home itself.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I just have to tell you right away that water management and mold and things, that's not one of my favorite subjects.
No, it's terrible. Absolutely
terrible. I like to pretend it's not going to be an issue.
Right.
So when people talk about crawl spaces, what's the difference between a crawl space and a basement? I mean, it would seem like you can crawl in it, but does it have like a floor, or is there some kind of definition?
Yeah, that's kind of how I would, the defining moment, if it's a basement or crawl space. If it's a basement, it's going to be, you know, something you can walk around, and the typical giveaway is if it has a concrete floor or not. Crawl space are typically going to be dirt floor. You're not going to have, you know, the availability to walk around, and it's definitely not going to be concrete. So hardly ever do you see a crawl space with a concrete floor. So 5.5-6 feet, if it's over that, I would almost rule it a basement. But crawl spaces here in North Florida, South Florida, Central Florida are typically going to be 18 to 36 inches high. Crawl around area only.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's different all over the country, right?
Correct.
So in Massachusetts, most houses I see have basements, right? So, and then sometimes the additions only have crawl spaces, but, and then people try to finish the basement and they try to have living space in the basement.
Correct.
But again, with the water, what are the problems people might have with foundations? What should they know about them?
Well, the biggest reason I would say our phone rings is for cracking in the drywall above door frames, window frames. Maybe they're walking around the outside of the house and they'll notice cracks in the exterior. That's all a foundation issue. That's typically not a finishing issue. Like the drywall guy didn't do a bad job. It's if you're on a crawl space and you have movement in your your door frame, either windows or doors not operating properly, that stems from actually underneath in your crawl space. Your columns are settling, you have improper spacing, or there's excess moisture and rot. So if you're on a crawl space and you're seeing issues that we just talked about, that's definitely a foundation issue, and it's not just a finishing error, I would say. Okay. If you're on a slab, you can have the same issues except for the moisture. You can have cracks above door frames, window frames, sloping floors, all, you know, indications of some movement based on the soil. It's not that the homeowner or the builder built it wrong. It's typically poor compaction, washout, and dry out of the actual soil that got them into that mess.
Hmm. Okay. So what can you do anything to repair that? Do you have to dig down and replace the soil, or what do you do?
Yeah. So if you have a slab home and you've noticed exterior cracking, that's typically because of a soil issue like we just talked about. So that means that the footing has movement. And if you have footing that's movement, that's just, and the cracks are just an indication of that soil issue. The house is telling on itself. So we can install a couple of different products to make sure that we bypass that soil that is incompetent due to weather related, too much rain, too little rain. And we reach an area, and typically Florida, you're looking at 14 to 21 feet down with a system called like a helical pier, where we grab the footing and keep it from ever moving again. And in some aspects, we can lift that house back up into place if it's settled.
With a helical pier?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
It's pretty cool to watch that. So it sounds really invasive, but we do it every day, all day. So it's not too difficult.
Why do you have to go so far down?
If you don't bypass what we call like an active zone, if you're dealing with soils that are, subject to moving with too much rain, too little rain, you're not really having a stable solution. So you need to bypass that soil that is not so competent and get down to the good stuff that'll never move.
Okay. So you're just anchoring it to the...
Absolutely. You might call it bedrock, but in Florida, we call it load-bearing strata. Okay. Just competent soils. Yep.
All right.
Fancy word for bedrock.
Load... What is it again?
Load-bearing strata.
Load-bearing strata.
Correct. I would just say competent soils. Sense. Yeah.
Competent soils. All right. Yep. So how deep are the footings in Florida?
Typically, they need to be about 10 to 12 inches buried above the line right there, the dirt line. But sometimes it's not what we call a shallow footing. You almost can just walk up and get your hand underneath it. But for the most part, it's buried, or it should be buried 10 to 12 inches underneath. They could be 10 inches thick, 18 inches thick, just depending on what engineering called for when they built the house and how large the house is going to be.
Okay. Well, obviously, those are different all over the country, depending on the frost line. So we're 4 feet below grade.
Correct.
Here.
We have no such thing as a frost line pretty much here in Florida. It's hot all the time.
Except for this morning where you said it was 30 degrees.
I know. I told myself there. Yeah, it was cold this morning for me.
Okay. But the houses aren't heaving all over the place.
No, correct. No. We do not have heaving. I mean, every now and then, but that's not really a thing that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Okay, so it's kind of along those lines. How do foundation problems differ across the United States?
I'd say it's all soils issue. So like maybe in the Midwest or where you guys have, you have heaving, which was, the soil is causing things to rise or come up. Most times when we have settlement, when it comes to driveways, walkways, pool decks, the soil is actually not capable of holding up the slab and it will settle. So we can help concrete come up. We can help concrete go down. So the frost line, as you mentioned, that's something that you have to deal with in the Midwest or the Northeast that we have nothing to do with down here in the South, which we're thankful of. But it really just different types of soil and the depths that you have to go to hit that bedrock or that load-bearing strata. I would say that's kind of how it differs.
So you also deal with sinkholes.
Not as much as you would think. And I know that's what makes the news and things like that, but that's probably a little bit more uncommon than people think. I mean, yes, it does happen. I don't want to say it doesn't. But we don't have to deal with them like you think we would. I think it is super scary to hear about it, but.
You mean you meaning you people in Florida or you as a company?
In Florida. I mean, yes, there is some areas that are, prone to have a high level of sinkholes, but I would say, like I said, if I run 400 appointments, maybe one or two, I have a customer that's concerned with it. And typically that's not the case.
What is a sinkhole?
Sinkhole, and that's actually when it's just depression in the ground. Insurance has kind of gotten away from having the sinkhole coverage. They actually have changed it now to catastrophic ground coverage collapse. So it's just basically when the ground just has a gigantic depression, typically all at once. I mean, it could take some time, but it's just when there's a cavity underneath the soil that just drops And I know, like, if you hear it, you're like, oh my gosh, well, what would happen if my home were to be on top of one? And the answer would be, it would be terrible.
Well, yeah.
But there's not a whole lot you can do to get ready for that. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's not like you can have, you know, a regular home inspector is not going to catch it. That would take some serious investigation to find out if you're, you know, in a high area for sinkholes.
So how do they look for sinkholes in the areas? Can you do a geotechnical?
I would imagine a geotechnical engineer would take some soil borings to make sure that there's not any kind of you know, cavities located around there or a high risk area.
Mm.
So
yeah, that's not something my house is on ledge and I have ledge just coming right through the floor of the basement. So it feels secure that way. So that's good. What are some common foundation problems besides the cracking?
Besides the cracking, if you have a crawl space, the main one that we deal with a lot is the moisture. And that problem would be buckling or warping hardwood floors. So you can see like a ripple on the floor. We automatically know that's the moisture issue. That is going to lead to musty smells in the house, maybe some mildew on the back of couches or on the boots that you don't wear, but every so often in the closet. But usually that smell, when you live in the house, you get used to it. But when you go away for maybe a week or so on vacation, you hit the door coming back in, it'll hit you like a ton of bricks. It hasn't really changed, but you're just used to the smell. So maybe when you have guests over, they'll be, you know, wondering like, what's that musty smell? It's just, and it's something that you don't recognize because you're used to living in the house. So that's the issue that we take care of with the clean space encapsulation system. So moisture is your, you know, moisture and water is a big enemy of the crawl space. The humidity level that you feel in the house, like you might lower your thermostat on your AC and it would feel cool, but you still feel a little clammy, that you're just fighting yourself. Because 50% of the air you're breathing inside your home is coming from your crawl space. So if you have a vented dirt crawl space, you're absolutely going to have higher utility bills and musty smells. And if you're prone to allergies or having breathing issues, that's not a good thing. You definitely want to have that encapsulated and have a professional look at that. When it comes to slabs, when it comes to just concrete, you're looking at settlement for driveways and walkways, pool decks. You're looking at trip hazards, and no one really wants to have to rip that out and replace it. So we can lift and level those sunken slabs with a system called PolyLevel. It's just a two-part system, an active or reactive, that we'll drill like a small pea-sized hole in the concrete, inject that system in there, and within 7 to 10 seconds, it'll react, compress the soil, and we'll lift where we want it to lift.
Wow.
That's a total green product. And we can get in and out, and we, you know, have those slabs lifted back up without all the hassle of ripping it out and replacing it. And our homeowners find that that is very handy to have. No one wants downtime of not being around their pool, especially in Florida, or having a trip hazard where they could, or, you know, could be sued by, you know, someone just walking up and having a spill there in your yard.
Do you ever put too much in?
That's actually a common question we get from homeowners just about every day. And I would say it would be devastating if we overlifted, because there would be no choice to rip it out and repair it. And we're in no business to be tearing things up. So I'd say it's more of an art than a science. The guys that install it are specialized. That's all they do is specialize this one product. They have readings, digital tape measures. They can feel, they know exactly how much they're putting in. And there's also back pressure on the gun, so they can feel that what's actually coming back up and stop just in time and go to a different port to inject more foam there.
So that sounds like not something you should try. Don't try that at home.
No, I've seen some YouTube videos that don't work out very well.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm going to have to look at those. Yeah, I can imagine that doesn't go very well.
Correct.
What about weather?
Weather.
Talked mostly about freezing and rains and things like that.
Correct. And across the country, I would imagine that's a huge deal. In Florida and South Georgia, we don't have that crazy amounts of weather, but we do get probably weeks worth of rain at one time. It kind of happens like that. And if you have a crawl space, that can add a lot more moisture to your crawl space to kind of expedite the problems that you're having with your wood floor system. You know, water is the enemy of the house, so you want to get water away from your crawl space, away from the actual footings on your home. So direct that and get in front of it as best as you can by either having French drains or some kind of berm to redirect the water around your house. But you don't want that soil around the exterior to be wet and weak, so the footings can't hold themselves up. But whatever you can do to redirect water, that's the name of the game there, and stop water from flowing in and around your house.
Yeah.
Weather, that's a big reason our phone rings. Too much rain, or if we have a dry spell, maybe a couple weeks without any rain, that soil will shrink, dry up, and then settle, causing your house to crack and telling itself that you have movement in your footings due to the drying of the soil.
So do you only work with concrete foundations? Like I have fieldstone in my house. You probably don't ever come.
Yeah, we don't ever run into that. So normal ones we see are just, we will see some beach houses on pilings. That'll be concrete or wood post pilings. Your typical wood frame crawl space could have a stem wall around it with, you know, CMU blocks, cinder blocks, or just like monolithic slabs or a stem wall with fill dirt and slab.
Hmm. So do you have any tips for people who might be like adding on to their house when it comes to things to think about when they're adding a new foundation?
Okay. So someone that's wanting to do an addition to their home, I would make sure that we talked about the water, redirecting the water so you don't have an issue there, but make sure that someone who is building it does, you know, pretty good compaction tests when they're adding fill soil. Because like I said, poor compaction, wash out and dry out, that's the biggest three that's going to get you into foundation trouble. What tips would I have for that? Probably if you have a crawl space home, make sure that you don't seal up that area to get to that spot. I've seen that most times where people separate the crawl space from the new addition and don't provide access to the new area. So that could create almost like a hot box area there. So you have to have some kind of ventilation. And if you don't, then you need an encapsulation system there. We've seen that several times recently. Just make sure you know you're dealing with a builder who knows what's going on and does it right.
So can we talk about the encapsulation system for the crawl space for a second?
Correct.
So what does that mean? So if you come across a house that just has big openings from the exterior under into the crawl space, that's what you're talking about it being not encapsulated, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the encapsulation system?
An encapsulation system is a way we can separate the house from the earth. So it doesn't matter what season it is. There's always humidity coming out from the soil. And if you do have a free-flowing crawl space, that is better than just having it vented. That's kind of an old crawl space way of thinking, is that you need vents to allow air to come in and circulate and then go out the other vents. Typically, that doesn't happen as well as if it was just a wide open, you know, vented crawl space. But what we would do is close off. If you do have like a stem wall with vents, we would close off all the vents. We would put a clean space liner, which is like a pool liner. It's 20 mil on the ground, wrap all your pierce pipes, columns, and then we would add a sump pump and a dehumidifier there to regulate the air, make sure we have the correct humidity control down there. That way it's not as imperative that you have insulation in your crawl space inside the floor joist and subfloor, because we're going to go ahead and take care of that humidity level right there. We set it at typically around 53-54% humidity, because you don't want it too dry. That'll cause your wood to become too weak and brittle, and you don't want it too damp, because that's when mold and mildew start to grow. So that's kind of a sweet spot. We set it right at 54%, and the customer can monitor that activity from inside their home to make sure everything's running correctly. I don't present it as a utility savings, but average homeowners are seeing an 18-21% decrease in your utility bill by having an encapsulation system. And that mold and mildew smell that people are accustomed to will go away. That clammy feeling that they have inside will subside. And if they did have rippled floors, there's a good chance that we could get them to lay back down.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
Those all sound kind of like Florida issues, although we have a lot of humidity up here in certain
Well, you can
seasons.
Do it with basements as well. So if you have a basement and you have, you know, your walls commonly leak, and if you have that white stuff on the wall that's typically like efflorescence, that'd be a good idea to have an encapsulation system in your basement as well, especially if it's unfinished.
Yeah. Who makes them?
Who makes the encapsulation system?
Yeah. Is it like a on-site built thing, or is it a system that you buy?
Oh, we get it from a manufacturer called Basement Systems is where we get ours from.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And it's something I would not tackle. If I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy, handy, but I would not probably tackle that one myself. I would leave that up to professionals.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just having, there's a reason why you need to address the issue, and so you don't want to keep going. So
correct.
All right. Well, do you have any, can you think of anything else you'd want to add? What about hurricanes? Do those come in? Those don't come into play with foundations, do they?
They can, but I mean, when you think of hurricanes, you're thinking of bringing, you know, a pretty good influx of water. And like we said, do whatever you can to stop water from having an impact to your house, redirect it the best you can. Some hurricanes, it's not so much the wind, but, you know, it'll just sit on top of you and just have, you know, 8 to 10 inches of rain in a week's period of time. And that can make the soil wet and weak. So whatever you can do to redirect the water is great for the house. We recommend gutters every day. downspouts with extensions get water away from your footings. That's going to help. But some people just don't really care for gutters, but they're great for the house.
I don't care for gutters. They just don't like the way they look, you mean?
Yep, correct.
Okay, well, that doesn't really matter, does it? When you need to get the water.
You got to save your house. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, there are lots of different, I know we're not talking about gutters, but there are lots of different profiles and types of gutters to choose from if you don't like the standard aluminum ones.
Correct.
Well, okay, I guess we covered foundations.
I think we did.
Did you always want to be a foundation expert?
Absolutely. I had no desire to be a Major League Baseball player or an astronaut or anything. I wanted to do foundation repair.
Ever since you were just a little.
Absolutely.
Well, it's an important job, so.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Thanks for doing that.
Absolutely.
So how would people get in touch with you?
They can, we're on Facebook, Instagram, our website, alphafoundations.com. They can try that or give us a call at our local office here in Monticello, Florida.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. I hope you subscribe to this podcast. If you don't, please head over to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. And if you have time to write a review, that would be so helpful. Please contact me for any reason at thehousemaven@talkinghomerenovations.com. I love to hear from people. You could also join my Facebook group, which is Talking Home Renovations Together. And I'm on there with a bunch of people who have also been on the show, have been guests on the show, and other architects and homeowners and contractors. And so we can just talk about whatever issues people might have right there in the Facebook group. If you're on Clubhouse, come join me, 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday mornings. There is so much information on my website, which is talkinghomerenovations.com. Head over there for transcripts, episode enhancements, other information. You want to be a guest? That's where you'll find that information in the application. This podcast is a member of Gable Media, which is the largest AEC network on the planet. Check out the other content on the network at gablemedia.com. That's GABLMEDIA.com. This podcast is a production of my architecture firm, Demios Architects, where we believe architects are for everyone. Until next time, take care.